You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Hiring freezes, underfunding, and now cancelled pay equity claims, nurses' working conditions have continued to get worse, and now many are facing burnout, impacting them and their patients' well-being. Despite a clear need for more nurses, with 37% of all nursing shifts in public hospitals being understaffed, many newly graduated nurses are still struggling to find work, and those who do are more commonly being put on part-time contracts. With poverty and economic hardship increasing, emergency departments find themselves increasingly burdened and struggling to deliver quality care while under-resourced. To discuss the state of nursing in New Zealand and why it's leading to burnout, I talk to University of Auckland Professor of Nursing, Andrew Joel. Can you tell us about the current work conditions nurses are facing and how they're leading to burnout?
So nurses are really stressed and really vexed. This government, whilst its words support nurses and are supportive of nurses, its actions are not. We know that despite what the government says, there are nursing shortages. We can see from the data from 2024 that more than half of all weekday nursing shifts are understaffed according to need. And that means that more and more care gets rationed. And as there is more and more missed care, then things like patient observations or just engagement with the patient diminishes. And that leads to failures in opportunities to capture patients before they deteriorate.
Talking about the understaffing there, it does really seem like the government is hesitant to try help. There's hundreds of new grad nurses who are struggling to get jobs, and when they do get them, they're often being given reduced part-time roles. And you mentioned in your article on the subject that the government essentially did a hiring freeze for nurses in 2024. How much of this issue is caused by the government itself?
Well, the government has imposed cuts on the delivery of healthcare. The natural target for any cuts is going to be staff, because staff costs are the largest component of healthcare delivery. And if you cut staff, then you cut care. And despite the government's promises about not diminishing frontline staff, we are actually understaffed.
And is it frustrating that, you know, it feels like nurses are understaffed when there might be new grads there to fill those roles?
Absolutely. And the new grads are living with a lot of uncertainty. They don't know whether they're going to get employed, in New Zealand. They don't know whether they're going to be employed full-time or not. And that level of uncertainty contributes to people going overseas. And when we are understaffed in our own country, why are we sending nurses overseas? It makes no sense at all.
And talking about those nurses who aren't being employed as full-time, the government's proposed the Employment Leave Bill, which will likely reduce sick leave entitlements for part-time workers. Does this just feel like another attack on nurses who are already struggling?
It's one of many attacks on nurses, and it's not just nurses, it's healthcare overall, but nurses are still certainly feeling very vexed about this. I've had nurses communicating with me since the article was published who are saying, yes, you're telling our truth, and they feel very angry and they're just not able to deliver their best. And nobody gets into a job not wanting to deliver their best.
You talked about how there's multiple actions going against nurses. Another one of those bills is the new Equal Pay Amendment Act. Could the lack of recognition for nursing burnout and this continuous kind of attacks on nursing be partly due to it being a female-dominated profession?
Oh, I have no doubt about that. This strikes me as misogyny at play.
Are you seeing any impact on quality of preceptorship your students receive on placement due to the burnout of registered nurses working at hospitals?
Preceptorship certainly adds to the burden of registered staff in hospitals. The student nurses are supervised by our own staff as well, and I'd hope that they are getting the experiences that is necessary and that the supervision that is required. But you know, I was talking to a manager of healthcare services not so long ago. And that person who manages a large number of services within a large hospital expects that normally there'd be one, maybe two services in trouble at any one point in time. But they said to me, all their services are in trouble right now. And that is an environment that is not conducive to good quality care, to safe patient care, or to a good working environment.
With, you know, the government's current actions and everything going on for nurses, what do you see for the future of nursing in New Zealand at the moment?
Well, I know that I and a number of other senior nurses around the country are very worried about the future of nursing. And we would like to see that more resources are focused on nursing. The government acts in a way that is congruent with their actual words. Not only just to say that they support nurses and that nurses are central to healthcare, but to act in ways that show support for nurses, that acknowledge that nursing is central to good healthcare delivery.
That was University of Auckland Professor of Nursing, Andrew Joel, speaking to me about nursing burnout and understaffing in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.